Welcome to the Provo podcast relating to some issues regarding Provo, Utah. I'm Jim Anderson, a former mayoral candidate of Provo, Utah in 1997. And today's issue has to do with the high spot on 500 West, just north of Center Street, actually at the 200 North. The high spot, as you may well know, was featured in Footloose. It was in the early scene, typically had to do with the drive-in. The high spot was built in 1948, and it originally was a JB. It replaced at the time what locals considered to be a ratty three-story apartment building that had been on the site. It's next to the old LDS or Mormon church that was built in 1907 and is currently the Discovery Academy. After JB left to move to a restaurant location on University Avenue, which they also have since abandoned, Allen's Supermarkets built a high spot drive-in on the site. It was actually the same building. It was a round building at the time, although Provo Floral remodeled it after 1985 to accommodate some issues regarding their business, but the round front still exists, and much of the inside may still exist, although I've not confirmed it. But the building itself still remains. Recently, however, Checker Auto, owned by Northern Auto Parts, had decided that they want to buy the site to build a Checker. There is an existing Checker over at the Albertsons, which itself was the Allen's that the high spot was associated with. The Allen supermarkets always build a high spot next to or nearby or on the property of their stores. They did not build one on the side of what is now the Albertsons. There had been a gun shop and pawn shop there as late as 1994, and it was they moved into place with bulldozed, and now only a Checker, a Radio Shack, and an Idaho-based chain called Dollar Emporium, a dollar store, also moved in, but the dollar store has not seen much business since. Hopefully they're doing some good business, but they haven't had much. But the neighborhood meeting on Thursday night of May 5th did not go well for Checker, and the reason why is why I'm also fighting this particular plan. It is simply too small. There in the canal, known as the West Union Canal, under it, and one of the problems with the Checker at the Albertsons is that people like to change their oil and antifreeze there, and often there are antifreeze spills. Now this would take place somewhat closer to the canal than it presently does. The canal runs basically under the right lane of Fifth West and the curb, and you don't see it until you get about two blocks down at Pioneer Park, where there's an open area which they allow swimming in during the summer months, but they warn to swim at your own risk. Now, and also, if it were allowed to go in, there would be a problem because there are a lot of people live there and they have cats and other animals, and cats find antifreeze, as you know, to be sweet, and they eat it and they die. So, and also because of their concerns with the neighbors, trucks would have to back in to the lot because the neighbors at the meeting said they do not want the Checker and Northern Auto Parts trucks to come in off of Second North, and so they would have to literally back in or back out, as it might be, in order to deliver their loads. And some of the trucks may be even semi-sized. Most are slightly smaller, but I've seen some semis that are making deliveries at the Checker. Also, this site would not be compatible with many of Checker's corporate policies as far as placement. I went up at 4400 South and State in Salt Lake yesterday and saw a very large Checker that was apparently in an abandoned grocery store at that location next to a drugstore that had been there, which is now a Chinese place. Three smaller stores are there, but this one's at least possibly three times the size of this one. And this one is not even smaller than the old one that they're planning to discard.